July 26, 1921. The divine will is more than life for the soul. My sweet Jesus continues to speak to me about his holy will. My daughter, if the sun is the king of the universe, if with its light it symbolizes my majesty, and with its heat my love and justice, to the point that when it finds earth that does not want to dispose itself to fecundity, it ends up withering it and it renders it sterile with its burning breath, water can be called queen of the earth, because, symbolizing my will, there is no point into which she does not enter, nor is there creature who can live without her. Maybe one could live without the sun, but nobody can live without water. Water enters into everything, even into the veins and the human bowels, as well as into the profound abysses of the earth. In mute silence, it follows its continuous course. One can say that water is not only queen, but it is like the soul of the earth. Without water, the earth would be like a dead body. So is my will, it is not only queen, but more than soul of all created things. It is the life of each heartbeat, of each fiber of the heart. My volition, like water, flows within everything, now remaining silent and hidden, now palpitating invisible. Man can subtract himself from my light, from my love, from my grace, but from my will, never. He would be like one who wanted to live without water. It is true that there may be some crazy one who hates water, but even if he hates it and does not love it, he will be forced to drink it, either water or death. The same for my will, since it is life of everything, creatures will keep it with them either with love or with hatred, but even though against their will, they will be forced to let my will flow in them, like blood in the veins. And those who wanted to subtract themselves from my will would be like the suicides of their own souls. But still, my will would not leave them. It would follow the course of justice over them, since it could not follow for them the course of the goods that my volition contains. If man knew what it means to do or not to do my will, all would tremble with fright at the mere thought of subtracting themselves from my will for one single instant.